Early 2022, I showed this picture to some colleagues of mine and asked them, can you guess what I was trying to do here and where I went wrong? Nobody guessed it, right? So, and then I left the company, so I have to, sorry, I guess I have to explain it here. So, basically the idea is, I was looking at, at Fordite, which is basically enamel car paint in lots and lots of layers, dumped onto a landfill, dug out again, polished, and now there's these nice rocks. And I thought maybe I could simulate this process somehow and make nice pictures of it. So the basic idea is create some form of color layers, polish it by laying some kind of height map over it, and then pick the colors according to the height. So yeah, as you can see, there's in a diagram, color layers, height map, and then pick the colors, project them onto a flat surface, and then you get images. So some images are really boring. I mean, don't look at the color scheme. That's another issue, but that's easier to fix. So in the early tries, a lot of pictures were just straight lines or circles or ellipses that almost looked like circles. And the glitchy thing that I showed first is basically if you use several splashes, circles from splashes of color, and then you lay some kind of height map over it, and then it looks kind of glitchy because the height of the in the circle changes all the time because there are circles under it that change the height or whatever. But after some trying out, I found some interesting configurations. Most of them are, I mean, all of them at least have one nonlinear component. Most of them have two. So for example, this is basically just a sine wave going over color layers in a hemisphere. Or this one, which is basically two sine waves of different frequencies and different period and different angle over, I think, also, again, a hemisphere of color layers. This is, I think, the color layers here are just planes. So this is only one linear part, and the nonlinear part is, I forgot what nonlinear, what the height map was here again. Yeah, at some point, my original model for the color layers was based on discrete layers. Turns out that it's not so good if after I changed it a bit. So I put some more complex nonlinear things, and as you can see, I had to change this from integers to floats and stuff like that. So some bug fixing was involved, and I added more different height maps in a way that you can add height maps. So on the left, you can see the basic thing with one height map, and on the right, you can see the thing with a random fractal height map added. So it looks a bit more wobbly and a bit more natural. Yeah, this is one that I tried to do something with the colors of the design and style guide. I'm not sure if you can tell. And then I thought, hey, well, what else can we do with it? We can basically create a lot of images and make only small changes, so animations. Yeah, you can find the animation somewhere online. We don't have time now and here. And the links are also in the resources for this talk, so you can look that up there. Yeah, features, just skip over that. Future development, this whole thing is still in development. The configuration that you have for one version may not result in the same image if after some update. I try to keep it somewhat stable, but maybe incompatible. Yeah, I'm thinking of making some kind of GUI for it that you can directly see what your configuration will lead to. More control over the colors, more height maps, or maybe more transformation of height maps, different color layer types. So if you're interested in helping me, you're welcome. Otherwise, if you just want to check it out, the links are here. The links are also in the resources. And yeah.